I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVUA News time is now 8:26, so it's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to be joined by Emporia Christian School Administrator Sally Kaiser here on the KVUA Sutherland studio line today.
Good morning, Sally. How are you doing?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
We're good. What's going on here at the Christian School here today?
Oh, starting the morning off with our regular buzz. Everything looks good to go.
Outstanding. How are things going here so far in broad stroke general terms as you work your way through the first semester?
So far, pretty well. This is my second year as administrator. It seems to be a bit smoother this year. Still learning the ins and outs of administration, still a challenge with COVID, but a new challenge with an increase in our student body. Overall, going well.
So you've had an increase then?
Yes, about by 18.
That would be significant, would it not?
Yeah, very significant for us.
What type of a percentage are you talking about based on your prior numbers?
Almost 50% up by a couple of years ago. So pretty big.
Yeah, that is large. Well, you brought up the word COVID. Sally, let's talk about the mitigation strategies in play and what have you experienced so far this year as far as positive tests and then having to have people sit out. What's it been like so far this year?
So far, given our student body population, we've had 3 positive cases, all in students. They're all back now. We have 3 in quarantine right now from outside contacts, but our mitigations are a bit relaxed compared to last year. Last year, we had very stabilized classrooms. We topped off each class at 12 from preschool up. This year, we've kept that at 12 for preschool, and then kindergarten at 14, and first through 8th, we've topped off at 18. So having those smaller classrooms sizes does help, but it's been harder to distance. So it's been a little bit taking teachers more creativity to keep students separated a little bit more. We can't in each classroom keep desks 3 to 6 feet apart, but the arrangement, the teachers, again, are creative with that. We are combining a bit more, interacting more among classes this year. Kindergarten through second grade eat lunch together in the lunchroom, but they still sit with their own class groups, and then they have combined recess. Third through 8 eat lunch together and, again, sit with their own class groups, but they have a combined recess as well. This year we made mask optional, gave parents the choice if they wanted their child to wear a mask or not. So those are the main changes we've made this year.
Have you seen a lot of students wearing masks right now, or with that being an option as opposed to a mandate, have you seen most of your student body going unmasked?
Most of our student body are going unmasked. There are a few that do wear masks, but, yeah.
All right, so Emporia Christian School, K-8. We're talking with Administrator Sally Kaiser on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. It is 8:28. We're looking at plenty of sunshine out there on a Tuesday morning and 64 degrees on our way to 90 today. Well, what's upcoming at the Emporia Christian School? Any fundraising activities in the future here, Sally, we need to know about?
Yeah, our biggest one is the pancake feed. We're moving ahead with that. Our PTO oversees that. Last year it was drive-through only. This year we're planning a hybrid model so families can choose to come in and sit down or pick up and take home. But again, that will depend on what the COVID cases are like in November. That will be November 6th, but we're still planning that kind of a hybrid model and moving forward.
All right, you mentioned November 6th. Where would we be sitting down at?
So that would be at the Anderson Building.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to review how your trash bag fundraiser did as well, because I think we had you on about a month ago, right before the registration deadline. How did that wind up helping you guys out?
Great. Again, that was another PTO fundraiser, and I think after cost, we ended up with around $4,000. So that's huge for us.
Where did that money go? Remind us where that money was earmarked.
So all that money goes, again, since that's a PTO fundraiser, it goes to help just with different things that we need around the building, whether that's new carpeting or classroom supplies, or we had some landscaping that we had going on this summer, although that was from a different donation. But just whatever our building needs are and teachers' needs, our PTO is really good at just helping us make sure that we have things that we need.
Well, Sally, you mentioned that enrollment is up substantially, K through 8. So what is your total enrollment then?
Our total enrollment this year is 102.
Outstanding. What are some of the different things for folks that are not familiar with Emporia Christian School? What is your focus, and what are some of the different things that maybe you need technologically here to help your students move forward?
So one thing that's a little bit different than us, we are faith-based, and so we teach with a biblical worldview with all subject matters in all classes, and so that's the main reason a lot of people seek us out. We want to come along parents who have those same biblical values and beliefs, and also attend church and working together. We believe that it's parents' responsibility to educate the kids, so we're just coming alongside them and trying to be a help for them as far as those beliefs. Technology, some of our fundraising money went towards helping with improving our broadband last year, and that went pretty well. We're still in the process of converting things over, teachers getting things moved over to the cloud. Seems to be not as many glitches this year, so it's still a work in progress. We're still needing a few more Chromebooks and just transitioning. So
those doggone glitches, I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah. All over the place. Yeah.
No squirrels this time, though. We had squirrels like chewing our lines, I don't know how many times last year. At least two, maybe three, but yeah.
They're a problem. They really are.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a great start and very positive enrollment numbers. Keep up the great work, Sally. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Christian School Administrator Sally Kaiser. Sounds like things are going well, Chuck, at the Emporia Christian School on C of E Drive.
Right across the street from us. And this really launches our look at education here at the district or school level over the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we'll continue that here.